The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
$60 billion can buy you a lot of advertising, but it can't erase your record.
I can't beat him on the airwaves, but I can beat him on the debate stage.
Bloomberg realizes he cannot win the nomination against Bernie without cheating.
And thank you for being with us on AM 970, The Answer, kicking off a brand new week. And guess who drew the short straw? in the great who'll work President's Day rally last week. So they were, I think they were throwing dice in Crowley's office, and they didn't even invite me to come in. So you know, Frank rolled a double pair. See, now I'm going to get myself in trouble because he's the back rack guy, and he knows exactly how to play the dice games. But it is a joy to be with you. Good Monday morning to you. Alex or Matt, one of you, I forgot to ask this. I'm going to need the phone number on my screen so that I can tell people. Oh, here it is, 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. All those audio pieces that you heard right there are all about the story that went viral Saturday morning. And then they tried to walk it back Saturday night, and then it just kind of like stuck all through Sunday. And I cannot wait to get your thoughts on this today. But Mayor Mike Bloomberg honestly believes that they've struck upon, at least if you're to believe the news reports, that they have struck upon the combination that will finally be the body blow to the Trump momentum, which is the new definition for momentum. Momentum that is so momentous that it cannot be defined by a traditional word. Therefore, it must have the word Trump added to the front portion of it. Trump momentum. The only thing that can stop Trump momentum is the juggernaut that is Mini Mike and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's name floated all weekend, of course, by the Bloomberg people saying, you know, hey, we've done internal polling. And we honestly think that if we put Hillary on the ticket, we crush him. 877-970-2999. I want to know from you all day today, are they right? Is the Mike Bloomberg theory that you take another mayoral candidate running for president, they've done so well so far. Giuliani never got in, and then he was out. And de Blasio never got in, and then he was out. And Bloomberg has already spent, if the reports I read last week are accurate, upwards of $350 million to right now have secured zero delegates going into the third primary contest, of which he may not even be eligible to be on the debate stage. Now, everybody was worried about this a couple of weeks ago because he needed to hit, I forget, and I'm sorry that Frank's not with us today because he would know this stuff like the back of his hand. I believe he needed to hit 4%, 8%, 10%, 10%, somewhere between 8 and 10 in four different polls. And I think officially of the polls that they accept, I think he's only done it in three. I had Doug Schoen on my show last week, who's a consultant for the Bloomberg campaign, and he told me he had only hit it in three polls. So he needs to hit in one more poll. And I think that this Hillary trial balloon that they did on Saturday was designed more or less to basically get in there. I think that's what they were. I think that's exactly what this was designed to do. So, and I don't know if it's going to work or not. I don't know if him getting on the stage is going to change anything. But the theory that they started floating about 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, and I know because my phone started just blowing up with texts, some people taking credit for it. See, I told you this was going to happen. Other people asking me, do you believe that this is even possible? Et cetera, et cetera. 877-970-2999. I'll take your thoughts on that throughout the entirety of the day today. There's also one other poll I would be just loving to take in the process of today's show, because we've got 4 hours to do it, and I've got some great guests lined up. And again, big thank you to Joe and the station management and everybody. This is going to be a lot of fun. I worked morning drive very early in my career, for about 10 years, and I forgot how opposite it, like, upends your life. Like, I am made for afternoons. If you have small kids, you're made for afternoons. But we're going to have fun today, and just couldn't be happier than to be with you. All right, here's who's coming up in the fourth hour today. Dr. Tevi Troy has written a brand-new book called Fight House Rivalries. Everybody thinks that what they've done to Trump in terms of leaks and trying to kill him by a thousand cuts and all the rest of it is brand new. Tevi's written a book, said it's not. He's the former White House speechwriter for H.W. Bush. Brand new book from Regnery Publishing. We love Regnery Publishing. They're our partners in crime here at Salem. Corey Lewandowski is also joining us in hour four, and we've got a ton to talk about with him. The president's appearance yesterday at Daytona, absolutely genius on so many levels. We may hear yet this morning from Dr. Gina Loudon or Dr. Betsy McCoy. One of the two, the former lieutenant governor, we will talk about the coronavirus. They've landed that plane with 14 quarantined Americans on it. Should we be concerned that we've got live active people, you know, being brought in here? But we'll get into one of those directions, depending on who finalizes for the 8:40 hour. Earlier in the 8 o'clock hour, I've invited Nick Langworthy of the New York Republicans and Doug Steinhardt of the New Jersey Republicans to join us to talk about the state of the state of their states. Now, here's the interesting thing. I got word I was going to be hosting, I think, Wednesday of last week. And I immediately reached out to my right hand, Alex, and I said, let's start doing everything we can to get on the heads of the Republican and the Democrat parties in our states to come on. And for an hour, I'll open up a one-on-one debate. I won't do something ridiculous like have Governor Murphy on unchallenged for a full hour. Who would do that on this radio station? I mean, that's just dumb. So I said, let's have the heads of both parties and talk about the real issues. Sanctuary cities or states. New Jersey is a sanctuary state. New York is a sanctuary city. Let's talk about criminal justice reform. You've got statewide reform going on in New Jersey. You've got bail reform going on in New York. What's the impact? Let's talk about the tax situation in both states. Why are people exiting faster than they can blink? And I said, and Alex knows, because I was up his nose hairs all weekend, where we stand with the debate. And we had people that agreed to come on and then cancel. And we had people that never got back to us. And we had people that said, well, you know, why would we do that? I don't know why the Democrats ran from being on with us today. But just know that they did. I didn't open up the 8 o'clock hour to say, hey, let's just have a discussion from the Republican side. And by the way, if you're one of the people that Alex put a reach out to, you're still more than welcome to join us at the 8 o'clock hour. But we'll have a debate between the party heads if we get them. If not, we'll just talk to the Republicans about their ideas for improving their states. At 7:40, John Catsimatidis is going to join us. The man I still wish was mayor. The man I wake up every day praying someday he becomes mayor. This city needs John Catsimatidis in some sort of official capacity because he's competent. And the people that we have in there right now, not so much so. Beth Bauman's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. That's at 7:40 with John. 7:05, Beth Bauman's going to join us. She's the associate editor for townhall.com. On top of a story yesterday about Attorney General Bob Barr, there's 1,100 present and former DOJ people that are still in a snit about the fact that he revisited Roger Stone's sentencing and made a recommendation to the judge. The judge is still the one that makes the decision, by the way. But why are these people throwing down so hard on AG Barr? We'll find out. And then this hour, I'm just going to talk with you. Does the Bloomberg pick put him over the top? 877-970-2999. That's it. 877-970-2999. I have too many 800 numbers in my head. You have to forgive me for that. And then here's the other poll I want to take. And I'll take this throughout the entire show today. But if you get on to talk about one of those topics, I'm also going to ask you this. Today we have an official primary. Kevin McCullough in for Joe Piscopo. We'll take this official poll. Who is the greatest president of all time on President's Day? Historically speaking, I know that Frank Morano would be all into Taft or Woodrow Wilson. To be fair to Frank, I don't think he'd pick Woodrow Wilson. But he might pick Taft. He's a big Taft guy. Secretly, he's a hardcore Taft guy. But who is, in your estimation, the president that most impacted America, that most changed the direction of our country? And this, there's no right or wrong on this. It's your vote. I'm trying to get you in the mood, you know, for what you got to do later this year in your primaries and in your general. We're going to vote today. We're going to practice on voting. For President's Day, for the greatest president of all time. All right, 877-970-2999. Let's start with Professor Charlie Finch. Now, this is a guy who, when he calls, I learn stuff. And Charlie, it's good to have you with us, even when Joe's not here. I'm grateful for your insight today, sir.
Happy George Washington's birthday, Kevin. Big fan
there you
of
go.
Your work with Kim Strassel, Byron York, and, of course, the great Carol Markowitz. I want to talk quickly about Bloomberg and Bill Barr. Frank Morano is a Teddy Roosevelt fan. He doesn't like our greatest president, Lincoln, on civil liberties issue. And you can go to Morano in the morning on the podcast in the 4 o'clock hour to hear him, Frank and I talking about President Lincoln at
nice.
Great length yesterday. Now, on Bloomberg, Kevin, everyone says this has never been done before. Of course, it was done by Governor Nelson Rockefeller, who ran as a Republican for president in 1960, 1964, and 68, did all the things with the Rockefeller money that Bloomberg is doing now, buying T-shirts, pom-pom girls, free meals, all the advertising.
What did a pom-pom girl run those days?
Well, you know, I'm a lifelong Democrat and a deplorable supporter of our great President Trump. And, you know, we know how Rockefeller ended up with Meghan Marshak and Panchita Pierce, but we won't go there on a family
show. All right.
Show.
Fair enough.
So, having said that, just to quickly run down Rocky, in 60, he got out pretty quick, and Richard Nixon basically won the election. In 64, he was shouted down famously in the Cow Palace by Goldwater supporters, which led to Reagan's great speech in support of a losing campaign. And in 68, like Bloomberg, Kevin, Rockefeller got in late and was basically defeated by Nixon. As Frank Morano's friend Pat Buchanan can tell you, the reaction to Rockefeller created the modern Republican Party right up through Reagan and into President Trump. Will we see a similar reaction from Bloomberg? But I'll tell you, Kevin McCullough, about Bloomberg. When he was mayor, he would do the John Gambling Show on Friday, fly to a British protectorate, Bermuda, with no press, a complete press blackout for every weekend. Bloomberg could not get away with that in the White House. But the question a crack journalist like you should ask is why? What was Bloomberg doing in Bermuda? I won't tell you. Please find out. Now, on Bill Barr. Bill Barr was AG in the last year of George H.W. Bush's administration. When President Bush lost, what did Bill Barr do? No one asked that. Lawrence Walsh, a guy I knew very well because I dated his daughter way back in the 60s, Sarah, was a special prosecutor who went hammer and tongs, as you know, after Cap Weinberger, the defense secretary, everyone associated with Iran-Contra, and he right. was the guy who arranged all of H.W.'s pardons when Bush was a lame duck after he lost to Clinton, right? Now, what Barr wants to do, he's an institutionalist, is basically create peace for the republic. Everyone gets off, gets pardoned, and everyone on the other side, and there's a big tong war going on between Comey and Brennan now. All you know is have to read the obfuscating articles by Adam Goldman and Charlie Savage, such as in last Friday's Times, to see Comey and Brennan's people leaking against each other. All Barr wants to do is to have no indictments, everybody skates, plus the great heroes Manafort, Flynn, and Stone get off. Does that make sense, Kevin? Looking forward to listening to your great show today.
All right. Well, there's a lot to unpack there, and I
can discuss it with you if you want.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. We do have to get to traffic and weather, and we're gonna do that.
But away and have Debbie Duhaime do the news every day. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Well, you know, between you, me, and her, I think everybody knows which one they'd rather see in the morning.
We go way back together, Alex and I, and Charlie too. Okay.
I'll do that. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys.
877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Yeah, there is a lot that he unpacked there, and I will respond to some of that. But here's the main thing. I know for certain, tongue firmly planted in cheek, Murano loved Taft way more than Teddy. I'm just saying, that's the way it worked. Debbie Duhaime, good morning, madam. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Kevin. Nice to have you here in the morning with us.
Thank you. Usually when they ask me to come in, they've given all of you guys the day off. So I don't know what you did to deserve this punishment, but am I grateful you're here.
I think at the Christmas party, they all drew the little tag where they got a day off. So they all took off this day, you know, and I remember that.
I thought Jerry Crowley normally tore those up from people.
Normally, not here. No.
Okay. Oh, no. Looks like Nancy Pelosi with the State of the Union. Day off over my dead body.
Yeah, that's Jerry, right?
What do the roads look like this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. I'll tell you what's happening. We're going to start off by telling you alternate side parking rules are suspended. And it looks like metered parking rules remain in effect. Let's see what's happening on the Hutch South at Orchard Beach. An accident there was just cleared away. They just cleaned up an accident on the Northern State West at Willis Ave. And heading to the outbound GWB upper level, it's a disabled vehicle. Inbound GWB moving smoothly. Lincoln looks okay. No problems at the Holland Tunnel. 287 North, exit 40 into Parsippany. A downed tree. It's in the right lane, so steer clear of that. Getting reports of some icing on 9W through the Cornwall area as well. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Checking in on the forecast, mostly sunny today, high going up to 48 degrees. Tomorrow, showers with a high of 50. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 44. And remember, it looks like mass transit is on a weekend schedule for today. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Tonight, the Xavier Musketeers take on the St. John's Red Storm at Madison Square Garden. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:10, tip-off at 6:30. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is feeling momentum.
What do we find about the people who are going to rallies held by President Donald Trump? Between 30 and 40% are Democrats. Guys, America is changing. Something incredible, something exciting is happening.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Mm-hmm. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
You know it, man. It's the great one.
In other words,
baby, kiss me.
Baby, kiss me. Fill my
they just don't. They don't make bass players like that anymore. I'm sorry. I'm a huge fan of the stand-up bass and Frank in the entire American songbook, really. But with Sinatra in particular, the use of it was, it just took it to a different level. Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Yeah, Piscopo's not the only musician on staff here at the station. Some people get confused about that. In fact, I was out doing the dialogue show last week. Was it last week? Yeah, last week. Whenever it was, when we were at the Rustica in Cliffside Park, and they had a baby grand sitting in the lounge, and on one of the breaks, I just kind of quietly went over and started tinkering with some jazz chords, and people came over and started filming it. It was really weird. Thank you to those of you who did and the nice words that you said, but we got lots of people that like good music around these parts. AM 970, The Answer is where you're at. Joe Piscopo shows what you're listening to, but Joe has the day off. Well deserved. The man who works harder to make sure New York wakes up the right way every day. And see, now I'm being divisive because Frank Morano would say, but I work really hard to make sure that New York wakes up. Yes. And so does Al, and so does Debbie. And even Joe Lumberg, who they've dragged him in this morning. I don't understand, like, how these people earned the punishment of having to be on with me. But I am grateful that they are. It's 627. We're talking about a couple of things and taking your calls at 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. And I've got two topics on the board. One, does the official announcement, sort of, that Mayor Bloomberg made yesterday, Mini Mike, that he is floating this idea that he might toy with asking Hillary Clinton to be his vice president. Is this something that is going to put him over the top? Because according to what they said by multiple sources, New York Post, Drudge Report, a couple of others, is that they did internal polling and the evidence was so overwhelming that they would be so unstoppable that this is what they have to do. And I spent yesterday's space in the townhall.com, where you can read me every Sunday morning. And by the way, it was the number one most viral column on the site yesterday, which is pretty cool because they do a lot of traffic. Talking about this from a couple of different perspectives, but I just want to throw some of these observations out there. in the modern era, and I don't think that the stuff that Charlie told me negates this. He cited somebody who did it, but he didn't cite someone who was successful at doing it. But one of the reasons I don't think this is going to work is that in the modern era, I'm not sure that anybody who's named their running mate prior to the end of the campaign or to the obvious end of the conclusion of how the campaign was going to turn out, somebody locking in a running mate, in other words, long before it's necessary, I don't think one of those campaigns has ever gone on to win the White House. And I remember thinking in 16, because I was a Cruz guy up until he dropped out in Indiana, I remember thinking when he named Fiorina as his running mate, that it looked desperate at the time. And that they were going to try to corner the Never Trump and the mainline Republicans and try to through the force of two personalities, you know, eke into the lead that Trump had, and that eventually they would try to overtake him. And if they just stayed in long enough. And I think that's the closest I've ever seen it work, only because I honestly believe the only reason it worked as long as it did is because Cruz had deep organization built years into the states before Trump decided to get into the race. By the way, I'm not confused about who I'm supporting this time in any stretch of the imagination. Trump will be reelected as president, and he will be reelected by a larger number of votes than he was last time and more states. He won 30 of 50 in 16. He's going to win 34 to 40 in 2020. Write it down on this date, February 17th, George Washington's birthday, President's Day. Kevin McCullough said it. That's what's going to happen. 34 to 40 states. But it's going to be a fight all the way through. So I want to know, does Bloomberg adding Hillary to the ticket, in your opinion, does it boost what Mayor Mike is saying, that he's going to be now the overwhelming force to stop? Does adding Hillary to that ticket, I say one of the reasons I don't think it happens is because I think it looks desperate. 877-970-2999. One rule around Kevin McCullough and a microphone is if you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. 877-970-2999. Now let's go down the Jersey Shore, because that's where Ralph is calling from Red Bank this morning. Ralph, good morning, sir. It's good to hear your voice. Yes, thanks indeed. For being with us.
Thank you for taking the call, Kevin. And as far as the greatest president in my lifetime, if we play the letter in the alphabet, it would go from letter R to letter T. That's right. Yes, indeed. Reagan and Trump, you know, not only making America great again, but keeping America great. This lineup of contender in the Democratic Party, in my opinion, is a clown show that is not only laughable, but beyond the laughing stock. And this would be the one that is going to be running against President Trump. All I can, you know, say to myself is, please give America a break already, because we ask ourselves the question, okay, and this is a question that is really beginning to be asked. It's not what we do to each other, but what has been done to us by the Democrat. I mean, think about that, America. Think about that. Thank you.
All right, Ralph, thank you. So we got one vote for Reagan and one vote for Trump, and we're off and running for the greatest president of all time. And Ralph is definitely not a fan of Hillary joining the Bloomberg ticket. And by the way, I'm not asking you if you think if you like it philosophically or from a public policy standpoint. I'm asking from a general impression standpoint. You're in your neighborhoods talking to your neighbors. You're at your local watering hole. You're going to church. You're going to the different places. Does Hillary on the ticket in some way benefit or boost Bloomberg's chances? 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. There's a lot of discontent, by the way, in the Democratic field right now with with what that what they're dealing with by way of Bloomberg's presence. Amy Klobuchar actually said something that I thought was kind of remarkable over the weekend. I did not know that any of the candidates felt this way. Alex, fire up cut number three for me there. Alex, cut three, Amy Klobuchar.
I think what needs to happen here is that he needs to go on shows like this, which he hasn't done. He just can't hide behind the airways. He has to answer questions. And, of course, I think he should be on that debate stage, which eventually he will be, because I can't beat him on the airways, but I can beat him on the debate stage. And I think people of America deserve that to make a decision.
All right. So Amy Klobuchar, and see, I heard some of the candidates complaining that he was going to be allowed to participate, even though he hadn't met the minimum threshold. She's actually just wanting him to get in. Let's go to Leah in Brooklyn, New York, 877-970-2999. Good morning, Leah. Welcome.
Good morning. I was shocked that he picked Hillary. Because of her, I don't care who she went along. I'm a registered Democrat. I would not vote for him. I don't think he was a bad mayor. I didn't like a lot of the things that he did later on with the sodas, with the, you know, other things that he did. But basically, he was a good mayor. But I was shocked. To me, it sounds desperate. And what she said, Amy, you know, about him being on you know, on the stage to be in these debates, I think she's right. 100% right. I think Bernie is going to get so angry with this whole thing that he's buying his way through. This time I can't think of voting for any Democrat up there. They're all in disarray. They really don't know what they're doing. They're running around like mice, like poisoned mice, and they don't know what they're doing. I think President Trump will go down as either one of the greatest or the greatest president. And I'm a registered Democrat. I voted for him the first time, and I'm even more impressed with him now. He's keeping his promises. And
all
Nancy
right.
Pelosi, she should be thrown out.
You know, there's a lot of people even in her own party, Leah, that are starting to feel that way. Thanks for the call, by the way. And thanks for being honest about how you feel. Yeah, see, I think the greatest boon, thanks so much. I think the greatest boon for the New Jersey soda industry was Mike Bloomberg. Because everybody was doing the black market 64-ounce drink at that point. They were jumping over the river. They were buying their 64 or 132 or 264 whatever ounce size. You know, they wanted a cup the size of their entire car. They were going to Jersey to get it and then bringing it back to the city. He did a bunch to boost the black market soda market. But outside of that, I mean, you know, his first term, I guess, he's not incorrect, by the way, with what he said about stop and frisk. Stop and frisk worked. He shouldn't have put it in the framework of how it's been revealed that he would talk about it, throw the black kids up against the wall and, like, no. But if you seriously believe that someone that shouldn't has a weapon, that actually, if they knew that there were consequences for getting caught with it, well, let's put it this way, much safer city than what we've got right now with bail reform. I'll leave it at that. Hey, let's get into a check of traffic and weather. Debbie Duhame is standing by, and we've got a check of news as well on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
What's going on? We have the answer. A woman is in critical condition following a hit and run in Harlem this morning. It happened around 1 a.m. at the intersection of Park Avenue and East 129th Street. Police say the driver of the car that T-boned into a livery cab got out and ran away. Dozens of demonstrators are facing charges following an anti-ICE rally in Midtown. Protesters gathered on the steps of the New York Public Library Sunday afternoon and called for abolishing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE!
30 protesters were arrested after locking arms and blocking traffic on 42nd Street and 7th Avenue. Firefighters responded early yesterday to a Baptist church on Murray Street in Elizabeth. The four-alarm blaze tore through the structure and sent flames roaring toward the sky. The church dates back to the 1870s, and staffers say everything was lost in the blaze. Fire Chief Thomas McNamara says residents in a nearby apartment building had to be evacuated.
Heavy fire throughout, the main concern was enough water, get the exposures protected, get the people out, and then we'll deal with the fire, which we did.
Let's check and see what's happening on the roads. Alternate side parking rules are suspended citywide. Let's go over to the southbound side of the New England Thruway, slowing down at Country Club Road with an accident. And on 287 North, exit 40 in Parsippany, watch out for a downed tree. It's over in the right lane. Subways are on a weekend schedule. Checking in on the forecast. Mostly sunny today with a high of 48. Showers likely for tomorrow with a high going up to 50 degrees for tomorrow. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Look no further than the Iowa Caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I start taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code MikeG.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
All right, Kevin McCullough, good morning. Happy President's Day to you. Thank you, Joe Piscopo, for letting Kevin McCullough sit in for you. Thank you for making me work the holiday. I had it all set where, you know, Brad Parscale's going to be with me this afternoon, and it was going to jet off to take the kids to the Crayola Experience. Have you been to the Crayola Experience? I'm guessing unless you have small children, you probably haven't. But we're going to go after 10 o'clock this morning. And from what I understand, it's just going to be the best. And there's a reason why I'm looking forward to that. My little baby girl, baby Charlotte, comes wandering into my room yesterday afternoon. We kind of take it easy on Sunday afternoon. We get up, we go to church, and then I usually take everyone to brunch. Yesterday after brunch, I took the bride shooting. And guys, I'm just saying, she hit of 50 rounds that she shot, 36 of them were in the bullseye. Just don't come at her. I'm just saying, just don't come at the lovely bride. You'll live much longer. But then we usually have some quiet time. So everybody like kind of chills in their room. The boys go play Legos in their individual rooms, or they get on the iPad and play Legos on the iPad. I don't know how that works. But my four-year-old, and she hates taking naps, but she's the one that needs them the most. So she comes wandering in like 20 minutes after we put her down, and she's whispering to me in the side of my ear, and she's like, "Dad," I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "I made you another Valentine," and of course I just turned into a puddle right there, and I said, "Well, let me see it, sweetie." And she opens up this piece of paper of which she has drawn. Now, she's only four. She's drawn and colored a heart within the lines on the front side of it in pure pink. And then when you opened it up, there were these two stick figures. One was her with a big fluffy skirt. And if you ever meet my daughter, you will know that that's who she is. Very girly girl. And her arms are outreaching to the other half of the page, which is a stick figure guy. She says, "That's me," which I knew because he was bald. And so they're both reaching towards each other. And then underneath she has C-H-A-R, and then on the second line, O-L-T-T-E. She misspelled the O and the L, but she had her name on two lines. And then on the other side, it was just D-A-D. And she said, this is my next Valentine for you, because I love you so much. And I said, "Sweetie, that is just beautiful and so creative. And you're going to the Crayola experience tomorrow. Now go get back in bed and leave me alone for another 30 minutes. Which I didn't really say. I gave her a hug and I carried her back in there. But how can you not love that? I mean, it was a good weekend all the way around. Okay, 877-970-2999. Two questions on the board this first hour. And by the way, thanks for all the phone calls. 877-970-2999. Bloomberg, big news. Big news. Stop the presses. My text started blowing up on Saturday morning. I literally had 10 people take credit for being the guy that predicted, or the girl that predicted, that he would do this. You know what's interesting? Because it did break Saturday morning. I think the first text I got was probably somewhere around 8 o'clock. And then, of course, I did my nationally syndicated show on Saturday night. And by the time we had hit the airwaves then, it was the viral story of the day. By the end of my broadcast at 11 p.m., I'm shutting down the studio and going home. And I'm seeing that that Politico and the Associated Press had started to kind of walk back the story. And then the next day, it was still on. And if you looked at the stories that tried to walk it back, they didn't deny any of the details. The Bloomberg people didn't deny the details that they're seriously considering this. And oh, by the way, after months of saying she wouldn't even consider it, there's a report out today that says, of course she's considering it. She's dying to get back in. And that's coming from MSNBC. Bloomberg evidently also added one of her top campaign advisors to his staff. Of course, who hasn't he added to his staff? He's spent $350 million. I mean, at some point he's just going to start standing out on the street corner doling out, you know, C notes. "Hey, you gonna vote for me? Here's $100. Hey, you vote for me? $100. I believe that we're almost to that point where he could do that and try to win. Of course, he doesn't have a single delegate yet. Just keep that in mind. He's already spent another $100 million more than Trump did in 16, and he has zero delegates. Trump won the entire election, and he spent most of that in the general because he spent so little in the primaries. Anyway, let's quickly go to Astoria, 877-970-2999. E. Frank is there. Hello, E. Frank.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. I'm going to tell you, I differ from what you stated that Donald Trump is going to win the election. I actually believe he's going to lose the election because there is a consensus that, for example, I've traveled a lot to Canada, and many of the Canadians that I talk to, especially officers of the Toronto Police Service, are very disgruntled about the new trade agreement that Trump signed.
Okay, E-Frank, stop. 1 second. Stop. Pause. Stop. So you've already said that I'm wrong because you went to Canada and asked the police force that's disgruntled in Toronto, right? That's what you're basing this on?
Yeah. Okay. In part. Not completely, because...
Give me one more piece of something that you're basing it on. Anything.
Okay. I'll base it this much. Justin Trudeau is pressured by Queen Elizabeth II.
E. Frank, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, man. If you're gonna come at the king, man, do not miss. I was the only guy at this radio station in 2016, and one of the only guys in all of talk radio the week before the election in 2016 that said that Trump would win. And I said, here's how he's going to do it. He's going to win the Rust Belt. Nobody believed me. Half the guests on my own show, Carol Markowitz at the Post, Joe Piscopo, the guy I'm sitting in for, Frank Morano, big Trump guy, thought Trump was going to lose. E. Frank, I'm telling you, if you're gonna come at my predictions, don't come at me with what Canadians think. They don't get to vote. Not yet. Wait till Bernie gets elected. If Bernie gets elected, everybody on the globe may get to vote. I don't know. But right now, all you had to do was see what happened at Daytona yesterday. 300,000 people at the Daytona racetrack giving him a standing ovation. The support for this president is so strong amongst the base, and that's who's going to turn up to vote. And you know what's going to make it even more insane? If Bloomberg adds Hillary. The piece I wrote for Town Hall yesterday was it wasn't basically titled. This was the title. Go ahead, Bloomberg. Name Hillary as your running mate. We dare you. Please do it. We are dying for another chance to embarrass the Democratic establishment, those of us that supported Trump. I dare you. Do it. Of course, you have to win the nomination, and you have to get the delegates. And I'm not sure if you're going to be able to buy them unless you can get it to a brokered convention and then get the superdelegates to do the cheating of Bernie the same way that they did the last go-around. But I'm telling you, friends, don't come at me and say my prediction's faulty because you went to Canada and talked to the Toronto Police Department, and they're somehow upset about the trade deal. Nobody up there is going to vote. 877-970-2999. Good morning. So glad you're with us. Look who's there.
Hi.
It's the morning rose herself. And Debbie, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but my little Charlotte made me a Valentine.
Yes. I heard.
So I'm going to take her to the Crayola experience today. What's the weather like out there in eastern Pennsylvania? Because I want to make sure we have a good day today.
I know. Well, I think you're going to be fine today. I mean, it looks like the weather is definitely going to cooperate. Let's see what's happening on the roads right now. Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad that, she's a really cutie pie, by the way. I saw her pictures. Cute little girl. Let's see what's happening. Yeah. Let's see what's happening right now on the roads as you travel around, Kevin. If you're heading to 287 North, exit 40, watch out for a downed tree. One lane is blocked over there. We're seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the New England Thruway. New England Thruway southbound. That's slowing down, getting down through Co-op City. The problem is an accident involving a tractor trailer and a car. Left lane remains blocked here on the southbound New England Thruway in the Bronx, so watch out for slowdowns there. And you're a little bit busy on the westbound BQE getting down toward the Battery Tunnel. That's a disabled vehicle. Overall traffic is light this morning on President's Day. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. And it looks like you're off to a nice start with the subways. Remember, all mass transit is running on a weekend schedule. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhay. I'm on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And copays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
654, Kevin McCullough, AM 970, The Answer. You know our very, very good friend, Mr. Mike Lindell, the guy who literally was a crack addict, went cold turkey, said, God, help me get free of that, and I will use my platform to change the world for good. Well, you know that he loves to give you, our AM 970 The Answer family, the best discounts possible. And if you go over to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener specials, he's still got that amazing buy one, get one free Giza Dream Sheets offer. If you've never tried these, by the way, they make you want to not get out of bed. Like literally when the alarm went off this morning, I went, no, that's for something else. And I just snuggled back down inside. And then the lovely bride started elbowing me in the back of the head. She said, turn that off and get out of here. I got to get back to sleep. I'm like, oh, okay. But the Giza sheets make you just want to, they're just the most luxurious thing you've ever fallen asleep in. And they make you not want to get out of bed. It's really not very good for motivated work days. Anyway, he's offering them buy one, get one free. They come with a 10-year warranty. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, which means there is no risk to you for these. You don't like them, you send them back, 60 days, boom, you get your money back. It's like everything with MyPillow. It's all about integrity. It's all about keeping promises, and it's all about making sure you get the best night's sleep possible. So enter our promo code, AM970. When you go online to MyPillow.com, you're going to get the buy one, get one free offer for the Giza sheets, or 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, promo code AM970.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will turn out mostly sunny with a high of 48. After a clear evening, clouds will increase later tonight with a low of 35 in Midtown, but 26 to 30 in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, cloudy and becoming breezy with periods of rain. That rain can start as snow and sleet in some of the northern suburbs, where there can be some slick spots for a time, the high late tomorrow approaching 50. For Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and chilly with a high in the mid-40s. AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow, live, special time at 5 p.m. today on AM 970, The Answer.
Yes! So Mr. Sam Bolin, who's sitting in for the great Al Gattullo today, asked me, he said, what kind of bumpers you want? I said, well, I'm a product of the 80s, man. Turn this up just a little bit more. Yeah, how can you go wrong with a little bit of Billie Jean early this morning? 3 minutes before 7. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. In for Joe Piscopo, who has earned a very well-deserved day off. Let's go back to your calls. I've got limited time, but I want to make sure we get as many of these in as we can. Dr. Anthony's calling from Long Island, Queens. Real quickly, Dr. Anthony, what's your thought?
Good morning. Everything is relative. I thought that Bloomberg was a horrible mayor until I see the current mayor who's even worse than him.
Well said, Dr. Anthony. Paul in Queens. Let's take your thoughts real quick. Paul, line one, are you there? Paul, I tried.
Hello.
Real quick, hello? 10 seconds. Go.
Okay, number one. Property taxes. The guy ripped us off on property taxes, but meanwhile gave tax abatement to million-dollar units where people
true.
Don't
so Hillary miles. Will help him or hurt him? Will Hillary help him or hurt him?
Oh, good. Please let her run. Please let her run with him, because that would be great. I think.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Good stuff. We're short on time. Coming up, a check of news with Debbie. Hour two, we've got Beth Bauman and Dr. Gina Loudon. Don't go away.